God of Jacob, set you securely on high and defend you in battle. May he send you help from the sanctuary or his dwelling place, support and strengthen you in Zion. May he remember all your offerings, accept your burnt offerings, and thank God we don't have to do that anymore. May he grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. We will sing joyously over your victory. And in the name of our God, we will set up banners. May the Lord fulfill all of your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He'll answer you from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Now some trust in chariots and some in horses. And if David was here today saying this, he may say something. You know, some trust in nuclear weapons. And some trust in tanks. And some trust in the financial institution. And they live their life according to the stock market. That's what some people trust in. It's those that do not know God. Amen. I was reading something the other day. This pastor was getting ready for his message on Sunday. And he was keeping his little boy. His little boy kept running in there. He said, I need to give him something to do so I can get this finished and get my sermon ready. So he went and he got a piece of paper and he found a puzzle of the world, a map of the world. So he tore it up in pieces and he laid it on the kitchen table. And he said, son, I want you to sit down and I want you to put this map back together again. Tape it back together. And when you get it all taped, bring it to me and I'll pay you for it. I'll give you a quarter for it. So the little boy said, okay. So he said, now this will occupy him for at least 2 hours, and I'll get my sermon ready and get my notes ready, and I'll be good to go. Well, this should occupy him for at least 2 hours. It wasn't 15 minutes. The little boy brought the paper back, all taped together perfectly with the map. And Dad said, how'd you get that finished so quickly, son? He said, well, Dad, there was a man on the back, and I just put the man together, and I figured if I got the man right, that'd make the world right. The dad said, that's it. That's my sermon. If man gets right, he'll make his world right. And that's what's wrong with the world today. Amen. They're not right with their creator. And when you get right with your creator because of the blood of Jesus, then everything that's going outside here, because it's got to start in here. Amen. It's got to start in here. So he said, I got the man right. So that he knew that'd make the world right. Amen. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember and trust in the name of the Lord our God. And they have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stood upright. Oh, Lord, say, may the Lord answer you as we call to him. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, church. Y'all come to get your praise on this morning? Amen. You know, some things we can't control, but we can praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb. Thank you.
Days where you're scared to walk out the door because it just might go wrong. You ever been there? Well, I'm there today. You already know. It's all good. It's all good. But I'm there, but it's all good. But you know what? The secret to my success is going to be in me trusting the good Lord. Amen. Ain't that right? You know what? Somebody taught me that here at this church. Imagine that. Amen. You know, so y'all do teach the right thing here. Well, imagine that. Woo! Amen. I kind of like that. Amen. Ain't that it? Yes, sir. Wait a minute, Cole. Everybody need to hear this.
Yesterday, I had a bad day. I'm convinced that when God wants you to hear something, you're going to hear it. And I had a bad day, and I had the whole house in the uproar because I started ball rolling, and it snowballed, okay? And I said that, and once it got going, I really got ill. So then we ended up, and we turned off the TV and sat down. Everybody calmed down, and we did a devotion. Well, the devotion is about trusting in God and ignoring fear, but mainly trusting in God. So here you are this morning, and what do you say? Trusting in God. So, and I have a belief that sometime this week later on, I'll be hearing that. So I'm sure there'll be challenges. But the point is, you hear it whether you expect it or not. And sometimes you're supposed to get the message, it's just the way it is. And you're going to hear it. We're all Jonah and the whale. We're going to be where we're supposed to be, and God's going to make sure we're there whether we want to be or not. Because and I can tell you this, if we ended up being where we thought we'd be, we'd all be a lot worse places than we are because of the... got to listen, you got to see the changes and the miracles every day, and they're there. God guides you, you just got to listen. And the simple medical test, people wonder if it's God or the devil. Well, if it ain't hurting nobody, it must be God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. I like that. I like the fact that I'm not the only one. I hate that other people do it, but at least I know, well, I ain't the only one. Nobody called me out just to pick on me. You know what I'm saying? It happens to us all. Oh, hallelujah. But I know one thing we can do. Y'all can go ahead. We can believe, ain't it? Oh, hallelujah.
Standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you. We'll say it's time to stand in faith.
I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, it's just a mustard seed of faith, but by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down.
No.
Cause soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come and break you through.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tuesday night, I finished up my women's Bible study on running the race of faith. And I stated a lot of things in the past 4 weeks from the Word. Now, let me tell you something. If the Lord gives you a word, I'm not saying be scared or be fearful of it, but be aware that you have an enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what he wants to steal from you is the Word. That's what he wants to destroy. Well, Tuesday night, I finished it up. Midnight on Tuesday night after I got home, my daughter calls me. She says, Mom, Allie hasn't peed since yesterday. I said, are you sure? And she said, yeah. She told me she hasn't peed. I told her all the things to try to do at home to get her to pee. Wednesday morning, Minta calls me back. She said, Mom, no urine. She has not peed since Monday afternoon. Now we're heading to the 48th hour and no urine. So Minta's getting scared. So she takes her to a doctor where she works and they scan her bladder. No urine. Her kidneys had made no urine for 48 hours. Minta calls me. Mama, pray. Please pray, Mama. I said, Minta, slow it down. You can pray too. Minta's got the word in her. But when she got scared, she called Mama. Well, I'm glad she did because she knew that I was going to believe and I was going to pray according to the word. And I have prayed and prayed. Now I'm getting through the praying part. Is everything okay? No, Allie only now is peeing once a day. Only after they give her IV fluids. Her kidneys do not function on their own. But you know, that's okay. God's going to take care of it. This is just merely a test that Satan is given to say, but you said in your teaching, but you said in your teaching. And now he's saying, are you going to still keep believing? Are you willing to climb that mountain to get to where your belief is? Yeah, my grandchild's on the other end. You better believe I am. I am not going to leave her trust in the hands of health care. Ms. Shirley was talking about some trust in chariots, some trust in health care. There comes a time health care is not going to be what you can do it. You've got to have God, and it's only going to be God. And I know that God has his hand on my granddaughter. He has brought her through one thing, and he's going to bring her through another one. They do know that her kidneys are full of infection, both of them. Not the bladder, just the kidneys. But they really don't know what germs, so they're giving her all these antibiotics. And she gets sick, so sick from those. But she's still going to be okay. And she'll text me, and I'll say, Allie, you know I'm still praying for you. Thanks, Nana. Thank you for praying. That's what she'll text back. Thank you for praying. And then I said to her, but you can talk to God too. So this is going to be a growth experience, I think, for Minta and Allie. But the main thing was, I just felt like Satan was saying, yeah, you spoke those words. Now I'm going to come and try to get them. And I'm just here to say, I draw it in the line. No, you're not, Satan.
Cardo, I want to share this, and I normally don't do this, but I put this on the back of the bulletin. And the title of it was, Get Out of My Garden. And it says, Satan is an outlaw. God has given us laws to keep him in line, but he won't abide by them unless we enforce these laws. That's not really surprising. Things work the same way in the natural realm. In the United States, for example, we have laws against selling drugs. We have laws against murder. We have laws against stealing. But if those laws aren't enforced, what happens? Thieves and murderers continue to operate. The laws have to be enforced. Once you understand that, you'll see why Satan works so hard to get you to talk about your problems instead of God's promises. He knows your authority to enforce God's law is in your words. If he can get your words going in the wrong direction, he can have authority over your life, even though it doesn't belong to him. Satan doesn't care what belongs to him. He's a thief. He's a killer. He takes what he can get. So you have to use the word of God on him when he tries to come into your garden and spoil it. That's what Adam should have done when Satan showed up in his garden. The first time that creature opened his mouth to question the word of God, Adam should have said, "Get out of my garden, you serpent." And that's what you and I should do too. The first time the devil starts trying to bring doubt and unbelief to us, like, do you really think God's going to heal you? Do you really think God's going to send you money to pay that bill? We should just tell him, take his lies and get out of our lives. Take his lies, yeah. How do you say that? You just say, you doubt, you unbelief, you fear in the name of Jesus, leave my presence. I really do believe the word of God. Quote the word and don't stop. Refuse to listen to words that kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. Just keep on speaking and studying what the word of God says about your situation until it's the word you're hearing in your heart all day instead of those lies from the devil. When you're walking in the authority God's given you and speaking the word of God, then you'll have no trouble telling the devil, get out of my garden, and he'll surely flee. Amen. Woo! Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
He calls me God Almighty,
Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
I'm coming out of that slump. I'm coming out. I'm telling you right now. Before the day's over, I'm going to have this thing licked. What do you say to that? That's right. It's over. It's a done deal. Ain't that right, Sarah Lee? It's a done deal. Hallelujah. Miss Pat, how's Donnie? We can pray for Brother Donnie. You know, Lord God, I just, right now, Lord, I speak peace. I speak deliverance. I speak healing. Right now, Lord God, I ask you to comfort this man, Lord God. But most of all, Lord God, I want him to see you, Heavenly Father. I want him to see you. And Lord God, I just thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Miss Pat, you think he'd mind if I come see him? Do you think he'd be all right if I go see him? I said, do you think it'd be okay if I go see Donnie? Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ushers, would y'all come forth, please? We're about to receive our offering for the day. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Thank you, Jesus. And I felt led to say this morning that that's what we're here for. We're here to visit the sick and the shut in. We're here to try to deliver the ones that's in bondage into the light, right? So we can take a few minutes out of our busy schedule to go see somebody. We can take a few minutes out of our busy schedule to help that young lady or that older lady across the street. Oh, well, now, that's a diet art. We can take a few minutes out of our busy schedule to do a whole lot of things. Because when we take the eyes off me, I think that's what the good Lord really wants. I got you. It's what the Lord says. You just need to do what I asked you to do. I think that's just putting it in layman terms. Let's just mind me and I'll take care of you. Bottom line. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for the offerings today. I thank you for the givers of this church, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are going to bless them mightily for doing just that. I thank you for blessing the cleaners and the caretakers of this church, Lord. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father, because that has to be done too. I thank you for all the help, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Miss Pat.
I just want to remind everybody for us not to forget about the older people that has, it seems like they have just been lost. And so for us all to go see somebody elder today and just love them and give us a heart, Lord. I pray right now, Father, that you will give every one of us a heart. Lord, that we will go out into the highways, into the hedges. Lord, that we will touch the old and the young anywhere you send us, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you for changing us all. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I think I got that part down. Because I like to talk. I'm working for a lady right now. She's in her mid-80s, and she can see but very little. And she told me when I first started working with her that she hadn't talked about the Lord very much. And the last 3 days that I worked there, she came out and sat under her shade tree while I was working on her building. And we talked about the Lord. I didn't have to force none of that on her. I sure didn't. And when I left yesterday, she said, you know, she said, by the grace of God, I think we'll just make it. And I said, honey, I think we will too. And you know what? That's such a good feeling. It really is. I mean, it doesn't have to be an elderly person. It's just a good feeling to know that God will use you for that purpose. He will use you for that purpose. Yeah. See, let's give the Lord some praise. Yeah. God is great, and His praise fills the earth, it fills the heavens, and Your name will be great to all the world. God is great, sing His praise, all the earth and all the heavens, 'cause we're living for
glory of your name.
All to you, O Lord, we bring.
All to you, O God, we bring.
Jesus, teach us. In this church to me is the youth doing what they do, especially this little girl. I think Sarah is just an awesome kid. This ain't your turn. this kid is awesome in my book, and I will say that she's going to bring it. What I mean by that is she will speak the word. One day this kid will stand in front of a congregation and she will bring the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Well, I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus.
with your fire.
One more time.
Revive us. Revive us. Revive us with your fire.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Just thank you, Lord God, for this. You know, Nana, Donnie McClurkin said, what does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that emblem on your chain. You know that? Said, oh, a love divine, so divine, true a love you'll never find. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
It'll make tears come to
Amen.
Your eye.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We serve an awesome God. Amen. You know what? Satan might win a battle, but he ain't going to win the war. It's
Amen.
A done deal.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a done deal.
Every praise
to our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God, brother. Every prayer.
Y'all excited about the Lord?
Amen.
Woo. You know, slap that head.
Come on.
You go, girl.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Woo. Say every praise. Every praise. Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise. Say when you see me shouting.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
To our God.
It's on to
Amen.
Y'all. Yes.
I want to tell you something, church. What's happening here this morning is what the only thing that's going to change the conditions in the world. That attack over in London, all that, it's not just evil. They really believe in what they're doing. They really believe that that's what they're supposed to be doing. It's going out and randomly killing whoever they can kill that doesn't believe like they do. The only thing that's going to change situations is the hearts of men. Changing our leaders to trust in God, to believe in the God, the only God, in the name of Jesus. And just what he said this morning, you know, God is great and he's the only God, and being a light and everything that we've sung about this morning. You know, and when you watch and you listen to stuff like that and you begin to say, oh God, and he says, fear not, because he said, you just pray and believe. You do what I've called you to do. I can't witness to those over in England. But I tell you what I can do, just like Brother Ricardo said, I can be who I'm supposed to be to anybody I need.
That's right.
Anybody I meet at Walmart or Kroger's or in the hospital elevator or anywhere you are, when the unction's there and you need to say, can I pray for you? Are you doing all right? Is there anything I can do for you? And you'll see the hearts of men begin to turn because there's somebody that cares. Amen. And if God, who cares when the birds fall, who cares when the flowers die, he cares, he cares. But he's got to have a people that are willing to reconcile the world to him. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to dismiss Children's Church. And don't forget, youth, it's family day. You're right. But after service today, Miss Sherry wants to meet with youth and their parents. Or the ones that are in your class, you know, however old you think you are and whatever grade you're in.